Tuesday, October 29th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The DoD awards Microsoft their cloud business, Johannesburg hacked again, Facebook curated news already under fire, and the U.S. nuclear arsenal finally doesn't use floppies. This is the Business of Tech. On Friday, the Defense Department announced it will award Microsoft a 10-year, $10 billion contract to transform its cloud's computing systems. Amazon had been seen as the frontrunner for the deal for much of the 15-month-long bidding process. Oracle and Google also submitted bids. The intention is to update the Defense Department's technology stack, replacing its complex, decades-old computer networks with one single cloud computing system. Given some of the claims about potential political intervention in the bidding process and the huge financial value of the contract, Amazon could choose to sue the Defense Department. It has just over a week to decide. So why do we care? This is a big deal for Microsoft's efforts in the cloud. They don't report Azure earnings as a specific line item, but this has to be significant. It's also a big endorsement of the cloud in general, as the DoD is not known for taking risks with their technology. Cloud is here. It's not even up for debate anymore with this contract. On Thursday night, the city of Johannesburg shut down its website, e-services, and billing as a result of a network breach which resulted in unauthorized access to city government information systems. Local media reported that hackers demanded ransom, but the city said otherwise. City officials don't know who is behind this latest attack. This is the second time in 3 months the city has been hacked. With a population well above 5 million people, Johannesburg is the biggest city to fall victim to ransomware, and now another unspecified hack. In July, a separate ransomware incident hit the city's power utility company, leaving some residents without power for days. Criminals searching for vulnerable targets and worthwhile paydays have zeroed in on local governments around the globe. In the United States, at least 80 state and local governments have been hit. Why? Mostly because it's hugely profitable, and the attacks are getting more sophisticated. Link in the show notes. Why do we care? The fact ransomware is a thing is still somewhat stunning to me, but it shows the opportunity out there. Assume you're going to be hacked. Now build your plans based on that. Assume you will need to roll back and decide how costly that should be and how quickly you need to do it. That's the opportunity. Facebook has started rolling out a news tab featuring curated stories from outlets it deems high quality and trusted. Among the first publications featured in the tab, along with USA Today and the Wall Street Journal, is Breitbart. Last year, Wikipedia declared Breitbart an unreliable source for citations because the publication has a reputation for publishing inaccurate and incendiary reporting. When asked by New York Times reporter Mark Tracy at Facebook's rollout event about the decision to allow Breitbart, CEO Mark Zuckerberg focused on the site's politics as the reason he's elevating its content, not its reporting. Part of having this be a trusted source is that it needs to have a diversity of views in there, so I think you want to have content that represents different perspectives, he said. Why do we care? Facebook is making decisions that are completely inconsistent. Watching Facebook should be a case study in how not to build trust. There's backlash to their policies on political ads, and what is a generally good move here to have human-curated news contents gets pushed back instantly because of their choices in the way they implement. Learn from their mistakes, everyone. Per multiple media outlets, the U.S. nuclear arsenal is no longer running with floppy disks. The content has now been transferred to solid-state digital storage. It's not super clear why it took the U.S. so long to modernize its system. Apparently, the nuclear info was more secure this way. Storing it on 8-inch floppy disks on systems unconnected to the internet made it less vulnerable to hackers. A 2016 report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office brought attention to the Defense Department's use of floppy disks for nuclear coordination and highlighted a number of federal agencies that use the aging tech, including the Social Security Administration, the Department of the Treasury, and the Department of Commerce. The GAO report warned that using outdated software and hardware poses security risks, especially when the tech's no longer supported by the original vendor and requires maintenance by technicians with highly specialized skill sets. Why do we care? In a world of security risks, there isn't necessarily anything wrong with the right technology for the right job. Paper is secure, as are so-called air-gap systems, where the tech is not connected to the internet. It's easy to assume this is just government delaying, but when something requires so much security, it's not necessarily a bad thing to take your time to get it right. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.